I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 74. Now today we're talking about, well, actually this is a mini Tuesday Teaching Tip, a tiny one, because I'm actually on holiday this week, so I'm recording this a week ahead of time and scheduling it for while I'm away, and I'm a bit pressed for time, so it's just a tiny one this week. And again, I must apologize for the lack of optimal video and audio quality. We've got decorating going on, rather where we're doing decorating, or more accurately, for those of you who know me, my wife is doing the decorating and I'm supporting her because she's awesome at that stuff. But nonetheless, there's a lot going on and there's furniture everywhere, so it's a bit crazy. Forgive me. However, I did want to leave you with something. Following on from last week's episode about questions, how to dig into a passage and find the questions that need answering. So we did some highlighting. Here's the printout of my version of Luke 22, verses 24 to 30, with all the highlighting to try and figure out what are the right questions for this passage. So one of the things I highlighted was the word that. In this passage, in verse 26, you are not to be like that, Jesus says to his disciples. What is the that? So I'm not going to answer that whole question right now, but I am going to show you one of the ways I'm going to analyze that and think about that question as to then how to find out what that means. What is the that in that passage? So again, I'm going to do another screen recording, share that with you, and then you let me know what you think. Here we go
with my way of trying to work out what the that is. So I use mind maps for this kind of thing. You could write it out on a piece of paper, or you can use a piece of software like I'm using. What am I using? This is MindNode. That's right. So I use this. But it doesn't matter how you do it, but here's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to call this that. That's the word I need to understand. What is the that of verse 26? And I'm looking at the previous phrases to find the keywords. So one of the issues here seems to be the kings of the Gentiles. So kings is a key thing. And the thing about those kings is they're kings of the Gentiles. So I think I need to understand what the Gentiles are, who they are, and what the significance of that is. And it's that they lorded over them. So lord, what's negative about that? Seems to be negative. And it's not only lording, it's lording it over them. So just breaking down the phrase into these components. The kings of the Gentiles lording it over them. But it's not only them, is it? It's these other people, the benefactors. So let's come back over here. And this time, let's put this in as well. Benefactors. I spelled that wrong. I apologize. Let's correct it. All right. We've got the benefactors. And what are they doing? It seems that they are exercising and not doing it in the way they should, I suppose. Authority. And again, that phrase, over them. All right, I'm going to move this over here so I can just see it more clearly for my sake. So we've got kings of the Gentiles lording it over them. We've got benefactors exercising authority over them. And that may seem very obvious and very simple, but it helps me to visually see all this so that then I can go to the next level. So Gentiles, what is a Gentile in this context? Of course, it's other nations, really. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to look up, I'm going to put this here, dictionary, to remind me. I'm going to look up Gentiles in a Bible dictionary and see if I can fully understand the New Testament definition. Lording it over them. I mean, look at the word there. What does that mean? Over them. What's the problem with that? I'm not going to deal with all of it now. This is a tiny tip. Benefactors. Benefactors exercising authority over them. The thing is, though, I don't really know what a benefactor is. So I'm going to do the same thing here. I'm just going to look for a Bible dictionary definition of benefactors. That'll be my next action, if you like. So perhaps I'll put that in bold because it's my next action. And over here, I'll also put that in bold. So now I know next what to do. Doesn't answer all my questions. Doesn't deal with the whole issue. But I'm getting closer to whatever that really is. There we go.
So that's how I'm analyzing that and trying to figure out what it means. What do you do? How do you dig in more? Now, if you now know what the questions are in your passage, what's your next stage, the next phase of your work to figure out what that means and then what the relevance is and the application for the people to whom you will be speaking? So could you let me know? Please leave a comment. Leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording. If you leave a comment publicly, that's fantastic because then other people can learn from your ideas. And we always learn best when we learn in community. Thanks so much for watching. If you could do me one last favor, pass this on to one other person. Just one more. Send it on to a friend, somebody you think could benefit, so that we can spread the word about how to preach the word better. Thanks so much. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.